I did not expect Corsair to release its own pre-built system. The Corsair 1 series and four models. Two are going to be available at your favorite retailers, as Jeremy writes up on PC Per. Two are going to be exclusive to Corsair's web store. i7-7700K, they're basically integrated liquid cooling for an i7-7700K as well as the GPU, whether it's a 1070, 1080, or 1080 Ti. They're all built on a custom MSI Z270 mini ITX motherboard, Corsair Force LE SSD with an H hard disk drive for extra storage, 16 gigs of Corsair Vengeance DDR4 2400. I own several sticks of that. And an 80-plus gold-rated SFX power supply unit. And if you scroll down to that second picture there, I love how it's been exploded out. You don't realize how, you know, it's thin and tall. And that's, you know, I like the configuration on this. It is, I think it's really slick looking. I think it's really a neat-looking machine. It is not an inexpensive machine. I bought everything but a new GPU for my a new GPU, and I recycled a Windows license from an older copy of Windows 7. So, let's say if I bought it, what's the current price for a 1070?
350 or so.
350.
Isn't that low?
So
yeah, I think so.
If I, you know, I was say it's about 1050 minus a GPU and a Windows license. So, you know, I got a 370
and $40 at that. I was wrong.
390. Okay. So for about $1,500, I can build a, you know, in 8-core, 16-thread AMD 370 machine. For a couple hundred bucks less, I can build a 6700K machine, you know, $1,300 to $1,500. So you're looking at a premium for this because these machines are running at $1,800 with a Core i7-7700 and a GTX 1070, 8 gigabytes, 16 gigabytes Corsair. Actually, it's not a bad price, but you're paying a little bit for that case. I think it's a beautiful case, though. Is it a standard motherboard? It's not a standard motherboard, is it?
Oh, no. No. It might be a mini ITX. I don't know if I know that, but the design and build around it is clearly very custom, like the cooler and the mounting systems and all that type of stuff. Because I think it's like a 12 liter total capacity chassis. It is not meant to be user serviceable, which is interesting because Corsair's whole background is in user serviceable components, right? Like that's their upbringing. But this is more meant to be for the person that wants to buy a high performance gaming rig for VR and whatever else, and they don't want to break it open all the time. So it's a really interesting shift for them, but it is very pretty. Yeah. I agree.